Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a soul-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's Annalena here, and I'm super excited to have somebody here today with me. She was here before, so some of you may know her already. It's Holly McHugh. Hello, Holly.
Hey, Annalena. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And I'm going to just formally introduce you, and then we'll take it away. So Holly, if you remember, she is an absolutely fantastic, truly amazing sales and messaging strategist for service-based entrepreneurs running a multi-six-figure business, one-handed around a 3- and a 5-year-old. And she's also a professional certified coach with a decade of experience working as a marketing strategist for global brands at corporations like Unilever and Procter & Gamble. And today she is helping service-based entrepreneurs to own their brilliance, nail their positioning, and master their messaging so that they can be seen as a no-brainer choice for the ideal clients and attract ready-to-buy ideal soul clients. So I was one of them, right? I worked with you for over a year, and it did change definitely a lot for me. So, because, you know, I'm a lot about the flow, and I always just want to like, yeah, it'd be easy. But at some point, my sacral, and we're both, by the way, so we're both manifesting generators. Holly's a 5-1. Emotional authority. I'm a 2-4 sacral authority. And my sacral always guides me to what I need next in my business. That's a nice thing. That's great from the flow. And at some point there was this like, girl, you have to work on writing copy. You have a business. I mean, if you're not going to write good content that actually talks to your client, you can have all the amazing services in the world, but then nobody's going to buy and you're not going to be of service. So that's somehow I found you. And I was very happy. And I did work with you for a whole year. So it definitely changed a lot. That I can say today, I actually like to write copy. I love selling, actually. Wow. Way more than I did 3 years ago. I think I can still go further. But so that was a lot to, you know, what I have learned from you.
Amazing. So thrilled to hear that.
Yes. So today we want to talk a little bit about this idea, why everybody that's listening, why you may still struggle so much with writing copy. And especially this whole idea, like, there's also pressure around, like, you need to write so you can convert and make money. I mean, this is already like so icky. And I think so many of us, including myself, we have such bad experiences, right? Where we felt pushed into things, we thought it's the solution, we spent a lot of money on something, and then this utter frustration and disappointment. So I would love to hear your take on it.
Yeah, look, I think, like you said before, it's all well and good to desire to be in flow and do things on our own terms, and we absolutely should aspire for that. At the end of the day, if we want to have a profitable, successful, and sustainable business, our relationship with selling is paramount, right? So it's not like a luxury to know how to write copy that's going to attract the right people to you. It is the most important skill set that you can master if you want a business that's going to grow and expand. But how we go about that, how we feel about that, you know, it doesn't have to mean that it's an experience where we feel icky, awkward, pressured, you know, hard sell. And I think, you know, so much of our experience has probably been tainted by being on the receiving end of those types of interactions, and it's made us feel like, well, selling equals ick, or selling equals pressure, selling equals manipulation. You know, all those different types of experiences have ultimately led us to not want to do the very thing that brings the right people into our world, right? So it's really about finding an approach that works for us, and remembering that what this is really all about is making it easy for the right people to find you, to connect with you, and to work with you, because you have a gift. That's why you have felt called to this path, right? Yeah. No one really actively chooses the entrepreneurial craziness and roller coaster ride unless we are damn sure this is our destiny. Like, we were meant to do something bigger, bolder, more impactful. We have something that we know others are going to benefit from. And that is like that fire within us, right? That's just ignited, and we can't ignore it. But that doesn't mean that the whole experience of finding clients and growing a business has to mean that we dismiss what comes naturally and effortlessly to us in terms of our style of showing up and connecting with people. And I think what we have to remember above everything else is, you know, this whole idea of content that converts, shift it to content that connects.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Because this is what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember when I started working with you, you helped me realize first that if I don't actually actively sell, you know, what I have to offer, I'm actually being of disservice. It was a big aha moment for me, because I was like, oh, okay. But you were the person that made it click. And what you also just said, because so in human design, it's always about, well, you're unique, nobody's like you, there's no competition. Great. But if people don't know where you are and they can't find you because you're not effectively, it's about using your voice, right? And I mean, in this, in writing, but also it can be through a podcast, speaking, all of that, right? And if we don't get this out there, exactly, people will be pulled to where the voice is louder, and often words very manipulative, right? So I feel like, especially like, because what you said, right? Because I could so connect, like, you're here for a reason, you have this fire, and and when I ignite impact, because otherwise I would still be in corporate, but I could not for the life of it. And with the years, my fire is getting bigger, and my vision is getting bigger. And what I also realized, because so for you, sales and messaging, that's your natural talent, right? It's, I mean, I can tell it comes so easy to you. You just sometimes when you talk, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how does she even, like, you know? And it's not my natural, like, for me, it's human design and genius. I can look at your chart, I create this magic, and people are like, oh my God, like, you know, right on the path again, and have so much clarity, making the right decisions for them. But writing copy, that is something I really had to put in the hours, like, you know, repeat, rinse and repeat. And I still love a human design, but I had to, it's kind of an essential, because I have a business. And my mission is so big, my passion for it is so humongous, that I had this aha moment. I was like, okay, I cannot get around this. I just can't. And I also know it sometimes triggered me, because like, really? And I want to just outsource this. But I can tell you, I tried a couple of times. I have a copywriting person to write copy for me, that it felt like, I mean, it felt like no energy in there.
Yeah.
Because it's not me. I'm my business, right? So, because maybe people are listening right now, oh, maybe I have somebody else do it, but you're your business. Nobody can. Yeah. People want you, you know?
Ultimately, people are being attracted to your energy. So what I always say is, you know, people buy from you when they feel both a connection to you and confidence in the solutions that you teach. So it's not just about going out online and having a great time and knowing that, you know, I'm a great person and people will just gravitate towards me to work with me because of that reason alone. But equally, it's not that, you know, only talking about your offers, only talking about your credibility and your qualifications and your skill set is going to attract people either, because we need both. We need to first and foremost know that you get it. You know, you're on our wavelength. We gel with you. We connect to you as a person. We can imagine working with you. We'd love to have you in our corner.
Mm.
Right. But we also need to know you actually know your stuff and what you're doing and that you can help and create an impact. So it's those two things combined. And I personally have fallen in the trap of really erring on the need to kind of, you know, prove my credibility when I was first starting out and be really polished and really professional. And it really just led me to be very kind of formal, and, you know, it kind of dimmed my personality, and I was like afraid to swear and, you know, afraid to joke. And, you know, I have a really good sense of humor. I'm British.
You do. I know. Yeah.
I got sarcasm. And, you know, I was hiding all of that back in this quest to show that I was a professional in order to make sales. And that didn't connect because I wasn't revealing, you know, any of the things that allow people in, right? That whole development of rapport happens through shared experiences where someone else can say, oh my gosh, yes, that's me too, right? Where they feel seen, where they feel heard, they feel you get it, they feel you understand what they're going through. But it can't only be about that as well. There also has to be that understanding and that sharing of, well, what exactly is it that you do that's different? And how do you support people who are in this situation where they're stuck, they're challenged, you know, they're afraid, they're not moving forwards, they're blocked to the desire they long to have, the things they crave to achieve and to show it's possible. So I really think just bearing both of those things in mind, they're kind of the key ingredients of compelling copy. The other thing I want to mention on this is, yes, you're absolutely right. It's a skill set, right? It's a skill set that we develop over time and with practice. It's a skill set that I am still developing over time and with practice, right? You know, I have an English degree. I worked 10 years as a marketing brand strategist. I have been many years already in my online business, and it's an evolution, because A, it's an evolution of us personally and how we are growing through what we're doing. You know, Annalena, you just said my fire is just burning brighter and brighter. And as we evolve through our work, we recognize what our next incredible, you know, desire is, where we're feeling pulled, where we're feeling called, what we desire to create. That will consistently change. And therefore, so will your messaging and how you reflect that to your audience and how you use that to connect. But equally, it's only once you put things out there that you are going to recognize what resonates with your people and what doesn't. And not everything is going to work. Some things just won't actually get much attention. But you don't know until you put it out there. And that's for all of us. We do not have a crystal ball.
Mm.
We share, and then we notice, what are the recurring themes where people were just like really gravitating towards that? You know, what was what are the things that when people reach out and say, I want to work with you, that they reference as being the reason? You know, are you paying attention to those clues? Because success leaves clues. And really understand, well, what is it that is really positioning me as that relevant person who they believe can support and guide them? And there's so many ways that we can tap into that and then reflect it in our ongoing messaging and sales copy.
Mm. That's a good word. I mean, ongoing, because, you know, that is not a one-time thing that, oh, I'm going to write a landing page for a program I'm going to offer. This is literally like, I mean, if you have a business, we want to communicate and connect. You call it connecting, right? At least once a week with our audience, if not more, right? And of course, we have this idea, like we have to be everywhere every single day. I'm not personally into that either. But I have started, for example, and it took me such a long time. I mean, you know, I have a podcast now where I also use my voice, right? Like right now talking, but also I started my email newsletter, and I've been doing it for over a year now. And I have been sending every single week. I have been writing, and there were weeks sometimes I was like, I have no idea what to write about, but always something came through. Right. Mm-hmm. And it has been such a beautiful learning experience for myself. And I feel so much more confident now. You have no idea. And I mean, I get such lovely feedback from people now. And I mean, it's so good. And this all came like after I worked with you for a long time, because this whole, like, I don't know, something just shifted. Something merged within me where I was like, really, I want to reach a lot of people. I need to freaking communicate. I need to reach, and there is a lot with, you know, writing, and even like when you speak, sometimes it helps us to write it out first and then we speak it. But at some point, and I can tell now, It's not something I think about much anymore. I'm also definitely still learning, always evolving. But where I'm at now to compare to like 3 years ago, it's like, it's huge. It's tremendous.
Yeah. And as with everything, and I think that word ongoing is so key, because this is not about writing and crafting the perfect post, the one post that's going to sell out your offer, or the one landing page that's going to get all the signups. This is an ongoing conversation with your audience. Right? Like, think about it as an analogy of, you know, when you meet a life partner, it's not one conversation, one chat, right? That tells you, boom, they're the one. It's that ongoing dialogue. It's understanding and seeing their multifacets, you know, and the depths of who they truly are. And, you know, it's also the reliability.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's one thing that we have to acknowledge with the consistency, because it's our audience's reassurance that we're going to be there, right? And if we're kind of there for a little bit and then we disappear for a few weeks and then we have this flurry of activity and then we disappear again, you know, that's not reliable for someone to really feel like, hey, they're the person I can always go to when I'm looking for inspiration or insights on X, Y, and Z, depending on what your specialism is. But really knowing that, you know, you've always got something that they can resonate with and connect
with.
Yeah.
I like that you pointed this out, because, you know, we're both manifesting generators and we can be all over the place. And I used to struggle like big time. I mean, I did actually a whole episode about this a while ago, and that definitely changed everything also combined with that in my business, because the podcast created consistency for me. The memberships I have been having, they create consistency for me. And also this email newsletter that I have had, that all compounds. Because if I think about it, I mean, life is going on consistently, right?
Yep.
We don't just take a break from life and or from a relationship. Like, and it creates a sense of security and stability. And like you say, you can rely on that person. And because I know this now, when I work with other people, like, you know, where it's just like they show up here and they're never again and very inconsistent, that usually reflects in the work with them. And people that really show up consistently, which again, for us managers sometimes, because we're so multifaceted, but I don't think any of us can get around some level of consistency. That is just
important. I mean, we've all been on someone's email list that we've forgotten we're on because it took them so long in between one and another, and then all of a sudden they pop up.
I unsubscribe from those. Like, oh, by the way, I'm back 6 months later, and like now
with this offer.
Yeah, I'm like, see you later.
That's the equivalent of the booty call, right? It's like, oh, she's selling something.
Yeah.
You know, whereas we you know, the key to effortless sales is when people have got that buy-in to who you are and what you do and what you're all about. And that only comes really over multiple opportunities to have experienced you and your brilliance. And we need to think about this as that commitment to our audience. Right. And it can be a one-liner. I'm a real fan of just sharing those really potent, powerful one-liner truth bomb statements. It doesn't always have to be these like really long essay style posts or like 30-minute long videos. Actually, sometimes it can just be that one really powerful shift in perspective that challenges someone's thinking or, you know, reframes something for them or reminds them, yes, it is my time or I'm ready to make a change, right? So we can make it easy in terms of how we deliver, but let's stop making this about us and start remembering that it's about them. It's about the people that you're looking to serve and impact, because without your presence, without your gifts and your expertise and your wisdom, where are they right now? You know, what are they struggling with that you know you can help support them through? You know, it's that sense of, you know, just again feeling isolated and that we're the only person that has this problem. And then we see one post from, you know, someone like Annalena sharing a story of how, you know, she worked through maybe like her money mindset or past relationship, and it's like, oh my gosh, yes, that's me too, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. And that sense of belonging that we crave as humans first and foremost, a sense of inclusion, that I'm not the only one who hasn't figured this out. I'm not the only one who's gone through this particular experience. And that alone can be enough to really shift, you know, someone into wanting to spend more time in your world and, you know, want to get to know you better. And that can ultimately lead to a working partnership. But, you know, with the absence of that and only a pitch and only direct sales posts and only this perfectly crafted offer, it's actually not enough. So what we just need to remember is, you know, when you think about quote unquote content that converts and writing sales copy, it's not always actually about direct selling. In fact, I often guide people that around 20% of your posts are direct sales posts, but do not forget to also include direct sales posts.
Yeah.
Don't just hide your offers embedded in these lengthy essays and carousels right at the end as a little footnote. Like, do announce when you have things to offer, because again, remember, this is about service. But the key is really to recognize that the sell and the easy sign up in a heartbeat, effortless sell happens in all of those other conversations that you're sparking and the reflections that you're sharing and the personal stories that you're telling. And, you know, the conversations that you're having in the DMs and the comments as a result of what you have felt called to express today.
Yeah. And so if you're listening right now, I mean, Holly and I, we could go on for hours, obviously. And I guess you may still, okay, but how am I going to do it, right? Because I'm sure they're going to be like, this all sounds great. And so Holly and I, and we have known each other now for quite some time, and I think we're both some badass experts in what we do. We actually decided to put on a little mini course or workshop, right? It's called The Art of Effortless Sales and Client Attraction Workshop. And I'm so excited about it, which is happening when you're listening to this, like November 8th and 9th, I think. It depends like what time zone you're in and all these kind of things, right? So we're going to bring you on day one. It's going to be a 2-day workshop. On day one, it's going to be me. I'm going to be teaching all of human design and about the energetics, overcoming like your ickiness on an energetic level, right? So you actually get into the energy of like, oh my God, I get to sell and I get to be of service. And you actually start to, you know, feel into that and understanding how your human design plays into this, right? And this is for all human design types. So no matter what your human, it's not just only for manigens, even though I'm a manigen. So you're all welcome to be there. And I'm going to show you some specifics in your human design chart, how you can also tune into your ideal client, because there are some really key elements that can really help you with that. And then on day two, the one and only Holly is going to be there, your guide. And Holly, you tell them what they're going to get when they are with you on day two.
Yeah, so we're going to completely reframe how you're currently thinking about, feeling about, and approaching creating content that attracts your ideal people. Now, when I say ideal people, I'm always very specific. This is not just people that happen to be in your target market. It's those that are ready to buy and invest in the changes that they're seeking. So there is a very subtle but very important difference in knowing how to create copy for those people and call them in. Because that's when the sale literally takes care of itself. When we've done this groundwork and we've got the positioning and we've got the messaging right and content that ultimately resonates with relevance. So I'm going to be sharing exactly, well, how do we approach this? How do we recognize what does make us unique and make our competition irrelevant? How do we craft copy even when it feels like we've got nothing to say or share? And how can we also be supported by clear structures that create those foundations that allow for the consistency and ongoing conversation without our creativity feeling stifled, without it feeling rigid that we've got to tick 13 boxes on a template.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not just kind of allow that flow also to come forth. So, you know, the magic happens in this really powerful synergy between the feminine energy and the masculine structure. So this is why us coming together like this is just absolutely going to mind blow everyone. Yeah. Because it's going to be, you know, an experience that allows you to express your truth in a way that, you know, your ideal people can find you and know in a heartbeat that you are for them. So I'm going to be doing a very much a hands-on workshop style with you. You're going to create content in this workshop. You're going to leave with ideas for immediate execution in your business to help really position you as that authority. And I'm going to really encourage you to step into the expert ultimately that you are, to stop playing small and to make it really, really clear and easy that you are the go-to authority for what it is you do. So it's going to be really practical, really hands-on, and ultimately game-changing for your business.
Yeah, I'm so excited, honestly. And I also was looking at, because I created we created a beautiful landing page for all of this to bring the essence of this workshop for everybody. And the years of experience we both have, and I mean, I have to think about the programs that I have invested in the past, like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, you guys, like, what you're going to get is probably worth 2K easy, but we want to make this a no-brainer, you know, because I know many of you have been over-investing oftentimes, but this is literally like the real deal. So this workshop is only going to be $47 for the first 100. Then it's going to go up eventually to 111, which is still honestly a no-brainer still. So go grab it. If you feel like just a little spark of like, oh my God, I think there's something there, especially also if you, this whole self thing is still triggering you a lot, right? And you're still resisting it. I come seriously invite us, because if you're serious about getting your services out into the world, like, come join us. You can thank us later, both of us. Change the trajectory of your business. You're never going to look back, because if you really implement what we both teach you, you're going to be way ahead of the game of so many other people, because we know still, especially, I mean, the coaching, there's so much stuff out there that teaches you this cookie cutter. They way overpriced stuff where you don't get anything out of it. They tell you like you have to follow this proven process. Plus, oftentimes you have only the feminine flow or only the strategy, and it totally feels off. So this blend of having both together, I think is just, yeah.
So the magic happens.
It's magic, exactly. So, and it's so funny, Holly, right? Because I always make this joke, because when I first started working with you, I used magic a lot and you called me out on it, because it was not specific in any way or form, right? It was too fluffy. And it's so funny, after I dove into all the strategy and everything, right, and have been more consistent, I brought the magic back. And now I'm like, I can still talk magic, because just being a ManyGen is, I mean, I have even a program called the ManyGen Magic. So, but it has to be the specificity with everything, right? And then from that magic comes. So.
Exciting. So yeah, we would be thrilled for you to join us. This is going to be a live teaching workshop. This is not self-study. It's going to be a really powerful, immersive, deep dive experience. So if you know that you're looking ahead to the new year and beyond and wanting to create incredible things and are ready to finally get out there in a bigger way that still feels in integrity and authentic to you, then we would absolutely love to support you with that.
Yeah, and it's going to be 2 hours with me on day one, 2 hours with Holly on the second day. And also, don't worry about if you can make it live or not. Maybe you're going to be on a vacation. There will be replays, so which you can will have access to, anybody that signs up. And I'll make sure everything is going to be in the show notes. And yeah, we can't wait to have you with us in the workshop. Get masterful at the art of selling in a joyful way and client attraction, and make it easy, because we both like easy. So I know my listeners, they love easy. So they're all invited to join us.
I've got a 3 and a 5 year old. I need easy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So thank you, Holly, for joining me here today. I always love chatting with you.
Thanks, Annalena. A pleasure.
Yeah. And everybody that's listening, thank you as always. I love to have you, and I'm excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you, and see you next time.